grumbling about the climb. I asked, "Who speaks for the Nueng Bao now?"
"We have not yet chosen,"
Uncle Doge replied. "Could you? Quickly?" A Taglian general named Lenore Bonharch, the guy who's in charge of the freed slaves and friendly Taglians in Daikuri right now, is going to come by. We'll need somebody from Nueng Bao to join us in planning our evacuation. He started to say something. I rolled on. It seems that the Shadow Master isn't a problem anymore. Only nobody bothered to tell us. Our own so-called friends have been jobbing us for political reasons. We could leave any time. I don't know for how long now. I put all the blame for our ignorance on Goblin and One Eye. You can blame a wizard for anything, and people will believe you. Sara tried to make a meal from what we had. I touched her hand as she passed. She smiled. I told her, "This should be the last time we'll need to do this." I hoped. I was wrong. Everything takes time. Lenore Bonharch followed me down into the Warrens. He was both amazed and appalled. He was high-caste Goonie. It was bad up top, but this squalor down below was beyond his imagination. We talked. Uncle Doge spoke for the Nueng Bao. Bargains were struck, agreements agreed, plans quickly laid. Preparations began in earnest. Chapter 78. In the dark of night, in the rain, the Black Company stole forth, crossed a rickety makeshift bridge to stairs to the battlements, joined the Taglians of the Al-Kul Company. With Goblin at the point, we sneaked along the wall, seized the North Gate and Barbican from the Narn their Taglians. Goblin's sleep spell made that easy. Nobody got hurt. In our gang. Before the last body splashed into the water outside, Goblin and I and the company cadre headed back to grab the West Gate and its Barbican. With the gates in our hands, we could proceed unobserved by Mugaba's men. Loftus and his brothers got to work inside the central of the three towers between the gates. While the wall itself was stone, with a rubble fill, the towers were not solid. They had to be hollow to allow crossbowmen inside to pepper the wall faces with missiles. The boys got to work opening a hole to the outside from the floor nearest to the present water level. The Nueng Bao brought our remaining food stores to the surface. The women would use the last of the Taglian's fuel to cook for everyone. I wanted everybody to build strength. A lot of us were little more than stick figures now. When the sun rose next morning, the Nar atop the citadel saw nothing they had not seen the day before, except less rain. They got no signals from the north or west Barbicans, but didn't seem concerned.
"Aren't many crows around anymore,"
Goblin noted.